Somebody asked me this morning, what bracha are you supposed to make? Somebody was on a tiyul or something, and they smelled a very good smelling bush. So they walked by, and everybody was smelling it because it had such a great fragrance. I don't know what kind of bush it was exactly, but it said it was like a, like a regular bush that has thick stalks, not stalks, thick branches. They look like wood branches, and it's like a mini tree, something that that lasts from year to year. Also might be relevant for the shalacha as well. What bracha are you supposed to make on this? So I just got a little involved with the basic study of Birkas HaReah. So in terms of making brachos on smells, we have to remember on the lashon of the Gemara in Brachos, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Resh Tes Zayin. Asur lehanos me reach tov ad sheyavarech. You're not allowed, the same way it's asur lehanos me olam hazeh b'lo bracha for foods, you're not allowed to get hana from a good smell until you make a bracha kodem sheyariach, before you smell it. So the same way you make a bracha before you eat food, you're also supposed to make a bracha before you smell something that has a good smell. But there is no bracha achrona on smell, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then going forward, in terms of which categories get which bracha, so this is Sif Beis in Resh Tes Zayin. In Zeh Sheyotzei Mimena HaReach Omin Eitz Mevarech Bari Atzei B'Sam. If the thing that you are smelling is a tree or some type of a tree, then the bracha you're supposed to make is Borei Atzei B'Sam. It's actually V'Sam. I'm sorry, Borei Atzei V'Samim. V'imhu Esev Mevarech Borei Isvei V'Samim. But if it's a type of grass, so what is the difference between a tree and grass? So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Vav just writes, it's considered a tree, even if it's not actually a tree because it's softer, but nevertheless, it has leaves that come from the actual branches, then you would always make the bracha borei atzei v'samin. So this is something to keep in mind, that most of these bushes, if they have strong branches and the leaves come off of the branches, and the modern day poskim say, and they also last from year to year, and they don't just have to be replanted every year. So those bushes and shrubs and things like that, those have a din of trees. So if you want to smell the leaves on those trees, you make the bracha borei atzei b'sam. What about a bonsai tree or something that comes in a flower pot? It's atzit she'eino nakav. So if you look in the Dirshu, quotes the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan and Siman Samach Beis, Bari HaShulchan, Siv Katan Dalet. So he says there that he quotes that the Chayei Adam and others have a suffix. But nevertheless, that's only a suffix regarding whether or not you'd make a borei pri ha'etz when you eat the fruit. But regarding the Birkas HaReach, everybody would agree it's also borei atzei v'samim, that you make the bracha of borei atzei and not borei isvei. And so where does the bracha that we make come from? Borei minei v'samim. So that is actually a bracha that you make on, it says over here, if it's an eno lo min eitz, the lo min esev, if it's neither a tree nor a grass, kemo hamusk, it's what we call musk nowadays, like an animal extract that smells like perfume or cologne, mevarech borei minei v'samim. That's so if you go into a candle store or you go into a place where they're smelling perfumes, then you make borei minei v'samim. And what about if it's a fruit? V'imhaya pri ra'oi la'achila, if it's an edible fruit, mevarech hanosein reach tov ba'peros, then you make a special bracha that Hashem gave good smell to fruits. V'hani milei kishanat lo la'ariach bo. This is all talking about if you wanted to smell it, o la'achlo u la'ariach bo, or you wanted to smell it and eat it. Avlo na'achlo, not lo la'achlo, v'lo niskavan la'ariach bo, afal pishuhu ma'la reach tov, eino mevarech. Right, but if you're eating a fruit and it just happens to smell really good too, that's you're not intending to smell from it, and therefore you should not make the bracha hanosin reach tov baperos. But then the important line here is val kulam im amar borei minei v'samim yatsa. But if you make borei minei v'samim on everything, then you are yotze the bracha, and therefore he says hilkach al kol davreshu mesupik po mevarach borei minei v'samim. Therefore, if you have a suffix, you should make minei v'sam. Fine. So that's where we're starting from. So if you're smelling this bush, assuming it's a normal bush that stays and has branches that has leaves that are coming off of the branches, and that's what you're smelling, so then you should make borei atzei v'sam. But But just to go forward, because the most common Boromi Neva Samim that we make is at Havdalah, and most places what they smell for Besamim are cloves. So cloves you get from the supermarket in the spice section. So are these a food, or are these, what's the actual bracha that you're supposed to make on cloves? I don't think anybody eats them, but sometimes I guess you put them into a mix of spices or something to that effect, and you make something out of them. So what bracha would they get? So very interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siv Beis continues from where I left off, and it says, Al egos and muskata v'al kenila v'klov v'chol besamim shehim la'achila mevarech hanosein reach tov v'peros. So it goes through these fruits or these items that are eaten. You actually don't make borei minei v'samim or borei atzei v'samim on them. Rather, you make the bracha hanosein reach tov v'peros. And on the list, it's actually spelled kuf lamed aleph vav vav. That's clove. What are the other ones? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says kenila is tzimmering, right, which is cinnamon. And cloves, he says shekorin negalach, which over here it says tziporin, which is cloves. So on the cloves, you're supposed to make hanosin reacto baperos. I don't think I've ever seen anyone smell cinnamon or cloves, which are the only two things I've ever seen people, that's not true, I've seen other things. The two of the main things that you see people smell for besamim at Havdalah, so I don't think I've ever heard anybody make either of these brachos. So what is going on here? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says, V'afagav de kohani minei besamim. These are actual spices that are meant for smelling. Mikol makom akrainu la'achila kaimei. Ikrainu, sorry. The ikar of them is meant to be eaten. That is the lushan of the rush. So, and if you wonder, maybe that's not true, then ask yourself, why can I get cloves in every supermarket in the country? Anytime I walk into the supermarket, they have it in the spice section. Obviously, people are using them for spices and for eating. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there just so Jews could buy them for the sake of making Bar Minei V'samim on Motzai Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin ba'achronim shemhak b'kin le'inyin clove, v'har b'mehem maskim shetov yoser levarech borei minei v'samim. Many achronim suggest that the better bracha to make on them is borei minei v'samim, and therefore he wants to suggest you do so. Just to finish off the sifkat, and also he says if you smell ground coffee, if it's hot where it really gives off a significant smell and a person can really enjoy the smell, you have to make the bracha asher nasan reach tov baperos. So that I have to admit that I would never have thought that. But nowadays if you open a new bag of coffee, so it doesn't have to be hot, it gives off a tremendous smell. So if you open up a new bag of coffee and you really want to get a good smell out of it, so then you make a bracha hanosin reach tov baperos when it comes to coffee. Okay, so just in terms of what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here, the controversy as to what bracha you're actually supposed to make on clothes. So let me read you the lashon of the Chaye Adam. Chaye Adam suggests that al neglach mevarech borei minei v'samim. This is in Klal Samach Aleph Seif Dalid, and he says you make borei minei v'samim on clothes. The afal gav shehu pri, even though it's a fruit, meaning it's food that's meant to be consumed. Mikol makom kevan she'ein reuyin la'achila klal. You can't eat them straight. Like you can't open up a jar of clothes and just start chewing on them. It won't work. It's like chewing on a bark of a tree. You don't even mix them into other things, right? So you just put it as a spice on top of something while it's cooking, or you make it into some kind of blend or something like that. So he says, therefore, you would make the bracha of borei minei v'samim on cloves. Meaning, why don't you make the bracha hanosin reach tov baperos? That's only on fruits that are actually edible, not on these things. So he argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, hanosin reach tov baperos, it's just an ingredient. It's not actually something that's meant to be consumed as a fruit, and therefore it's minei v'samim rather than nosin reach tov baperos. However, if you look in the Kitter Shulchan Aruch, Simon Nun Ches Seif Zayin, so here he says, let's say, but oh, so here he goes. Berech al shel eitz isve v'samim v'chem lahefech lo yatzah. Now he goes through a possibility. Let's say you make the wrong bracha. So if something that's a tree branch or a tree leaf, and you make borei isve v'samim, or you make borei atzei v'samim on something that's you know, like a flower that grows independently on the ground. Interestingly, Shulchan Aruch says when you smell the roses, since they come from rose bushes, you make borei atzei v'samim. But if you smell like a flower that comes straight out of the ground, that was, I would imagine, that's borei isve v'samim. So he says, you're not yotze. If you can't find out the right bracha, you don't have Google or whatever, so then you make borei mine v'sam. The Nir Eli says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Chiddush in Berich al pri ha'etz borei atzei v'samim yatsa. If something is a fruit of a tree and you make borei atzei v'samim, you are yotzei. Ve'al kein Nir Eli ki al neglach. Right. Therefore, I think that on cloves, v'chein al klipas tapuche zav v'limonim yesh levarch borei atzei v'samim. So I think the proper bracha on cloves is borei atzei v'samim, because either it's a fruit, like the Shulchan Aruch says, or it's just a stam category, meaning it's not part of the tree, it's not a leaf or a bark. It's a product of the tree, so you shouldn't make borei atzei v'samim normally. So since the suffix is borei mine v'samim because it's a fruit, or borei atzei v'samim, I'm sorry, I messed that up. Maybe because it's a fruit, so you say anosim rechto baperos, or maybe it's borei mine v'samim because it's not in a regular category. You're better off making borei atzei v'samim, because b'dieved, if it turns out that it was a fruit, you're still yotzei, and if it's not a fruit, then it's a product of the tree, and therefore its bracha is supposed to be borei atzei v'samim. So that's actually the safest bracha to make, more specific than borei mine v'samim. Nevertheless, it's clear that the accepted bracha that one makes on cloves and everywhere in Klal Yisrael, to my knowledge, maybe I'm wrong, maybe other people make borei atzei v'samim on cloves, but it seems that people make borei mine v'samim, not hanosim reachto baperos, and not borei atzei v'samim.